Welcome to the Wildly Balanced podcast. Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to do business your way. Permission to bring more life into your work-life balance, set better boundaries and stick to them sustainably, release shame and let your wild side flow. Hola and welcome back to another episode of the Wildly Balanced podcast. We're back. We're better than ever. I've got some really freaking amazing guests coming up. But this week I just wanted to sit down, just you and me, and record a solo episode because I feel like I haven't done that in so long. And I just wanted to share a little bit. I think this episode is really going to be like lessons I've learned from solo traveling. So a little bit out of the ordinary of our usual content, of my usual content, because it's my podcast, but it's who I am, it's what I want to talk about, and yeah, I hope you'll join me for this beautiful episode. So first of all, I just wanted to preface this by saying I've been traveling in Mexico for over 2 months now, so I've been traveling around by myself, solo traveling in Mexico, and it has been incredible. It has been awful. It has been incredible. It has been everything in between. And I just would like to start off by saying the biggest, like, lesson I've learned is to trust myself. I don't know where I'm going with this episode, so I'm just kind of rambling, but it wanted to come out, so I'm letting it come out creatively. My first lesson is trust yourself, because if you can't trust yourself, who can you trust? It has been incredibly empowering on this trip to just realize that I don't need no man. I don't need nobody. I can do this all on my own. And that's been incredibly empowering and just a kick-ass reminder. So this is kind of a mix of lessons I've learned, like, personally and just, like, things I've learned through traveling. Because I've traveled, I wouldn't say quite a bit, but, like, I think Mexico is my 17th country that I've been to. So, like, I've been around the block. I know what I'm doing. And that feels really good. So let's get into it. Lessons that I've learned. First one, like I said, trust yourself. Incredibly important. Incredibly empowering and just powerful. Yeah, you a badass bitch. And you got this. Like, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. You know? Second is more like specific to traveling, is if you go to another country, if you leave your country and you go to another country, I cannot stress this enough, use the local currency. I've seen it so often, especially here in Mexico, in like the touristy areas like Cancun, Tulum, just like Cabo, all these touristy areas, is like they take US dollars as a currency, but like you're gonna get ripped off. Like if you're in a different country, so like, don't be entitled. Use the local currency. So no matter where you are, it's respectful and expected to use the local currency. So I would highly recommend talking to your bank before you go, because I've heard horror stories of, you know, like getting to a different country, trying to take out money and your card being locked because they're like, hey, you're not usually in Mexico. What are you doing? I thankfully don't have to do that because my card, like I've talked to my bank on previous trips and they're like, yeah, no, you're fine. You don't have to let us know. So it's been good. But yeah, talk to your bank, use the local currency. I'd also recommend talking to your bank or going to like an exchange before you arrive in a country and just getting like a couple, $10, $20, $50 of the local currency just to get there. That way you're prepared, you know, to pay your taxi driver, to hop on a bus, that kind of thing. When you get there, it's just so much easier to have that peace of mind, you know, when you get to another country, because you could also like take out money in the airport, but I don't know, airports, I'm just like assuming I'm gonna get ripped off. So lesson number three that I've learned, this one blew my fucking mind, excuse my language, but this one blew my fucking mind as someone who's traveled to 17 countries. I never knew this, but you can decline the ATM exchange rate. Somebody told me this like 2 weeks ago. I've saved like $30 at least, which isn't a lot, but like it's a lot of just declining the ATM exchange rate. So when you're traveling long term, you're going to need to take out cash at some point. And to do that, you just put your card in a foreign ATM. I know it's kind of scary, but I was told this life hack by a bank teller wonderful woman when I left for Europe a couple of years ago. And it's that my debit card has like a plus symbol on it. So it's like this fancy plus and then like the word plus. And so she told me, if I'm going to take out money, look for that symbol on the ATM. And if it doesn't have it, don't use it. So I've kind of like religiously followed that of if it doesn't have that plus sign, like don't use it. So that's my little life hack. I also really try to like visit banks in other countries versus like random ATMs because they're more like trustworthy in my mind, at least. Like here in Mexico, there's one called Santander, and that's kind of just the bank that I look for the most because I found that it has the least fee when you use it. So if you're using a foreign card in a ATM, it's going to charge you a fee. Just like if you were to use your card back home in an ATM that's like not your bank, they usually charge a fee. And so here, Santander is like 30 pesos, which is like $2 in a fee versus some other banks here in Mexico I've had to use because like, you know, you kind of take what you get, has been upwards of like 85 pesos, which is like a lot more. So that's a little life hack. It's just like find your bank and stick to it. So you're going to put your card in like normal. Generally, it will like give you, like it'll kind of process. And for me, it pops up in English, which is amazing because it notices that my card is a foreign English card. And then it will ask you to accept or decline the fee, which again, like I said, Santander is like 30 pesos, which I always accept. And then it takes me to a screen that says, like, this is the exchange rate we can give you, you know, like whatever it is. And then it converts it to like what it would be Canadian. So if I'm taking out like, you know, 1,000 pesos, it'll be like, hey, this is like roughly $81 Canadian kind of thing with this shit exchange rate. And so I've always just accepted it because I'm like, oh, it's like the fee. You either accept it or you don't get cash out, you know? No, apparently you can decline it from the machine and your bank will give you a different exchange rate. So I've been kind of comparing them and I've saved like $2 to $7 per ATM transaction, which is amazing. Like I've been taking out lower currencies just because like that's what I want to do. And yeah, I've been saving freaking $2 to $5 per ATM visit because my bank then will also charge me $5 for taking out money at a foreign ATM. So I basically just like save that fee. It's amazing. So yeah, if you're at an ATM, decline the exchange rate and see what happens. So I'm telling everybody because I had no idea. I literally thought it was like, hey, you want the fee? No, you don't get cash. Hey, you want this exchange rate? No, you don't get cash, but you can decline it. It's amazing. I'm still mind blown by that, honestly. And for my next tip, learn some of the local language. So whenever I go traveling, I always try to learn some of the local language. Wherever you go, I'm very privileged that I speak English, and most countries around the world will speak English, so it's been really easy to communicate. But that being said, it's so valuable, it's so respectful, it's so essential to learn some of the phrases of the language you're going. So like when I was in Sweden, I learned like hello, thank you, goodbye, Sweden, that kind of stuff. When I was in Bali, again, I learned like hello, thank you, goodbye. Just like to be able to offer someone thank you in their own language is like game changer. You know, and here in Mexico, I've actually been like, I learned a little bit of Spanish in high school and it's been slowly coming back as I've been like in the country incorporating that kind of stuff. And it's been so helpful and so handy to like be able to communicate to people in their own language, you know, because not everyone is going to speak English. Most of the majority do, but not everyone. So it's been super helpful. It's, you know. So yeah, here honestly in Mexico is like the most of a foreign language that I've spoken in another country. And I feel really lucky to say that. But yeah, learn a little bit of the local language. Da-da-da, what are my other tips? I think another huge tip for me that's more like personal versus like, here's how to travel easily in another country, you know, like here's how to travel easily in another country. Get a local SIM card. So easy to have data, you know, be flexible with your days, you know, see if you can fly on different days because it might be cheaper, that kind of stuff. But one personal tip that I've learned is to find your non-negotiables while traveling, because I mean, 2 months isn't very long, but it is long. It's longer than the average vacation. And I, you know, privileged to say that. I respect that. It's hard. It's full of ups and downs. It's full of life lessons. And sometimes something that I've found so essential is to find my non-negotiables. You know, when I first got to Mexico, I was dead set that my non-negotiable for me was to be like, to have my own space, to have my own Airbnb, my own hotel, my own private room, my own space that I can kind of retreat back to. And while I still find that important, it's also not always accessible in a budget as a solo traveler. So up until now, I've been in, if any of you are familiar, I'm in Puerto Escondido, close to La Punta. It is fucking phenomenal. This beautiful little warm, sunny, humid beach town, and it's been incredible. And I've been here for about 3 weeks now, which has been incredible. And the longest I've been in one place since probably like November, honestly, because I went, like, I traveled around BC in Canada for December and January, and then I came to Mexico in February. And since then, I've just been kind of hopping around, and I've spent maybe like max 5 days in one accommodation, which has been great. But also, like, to be able to fully unpack and stay in Puerto Escondido has been incredible. And I have my own room, which has been so nice. And I've been fully hibernating, and it's been fucking incredible. But yeah, I so confidently thought that my non-negotiable would be to have my own room. I was like, I cannot stay in a hostel. But for the rest of my trip, up until Puerto Escondido, I've been staying in hostels, upwards of like 12 people in a dorm, which has been a lot. Definitely recommend earplugs because people will snore and it's great. But it's just been, it's been incredible. Like, I thought I would hate it, but like, it almost felt nostalgic because I shared a room growing up and had bunk beds. So I was like, I'm just back in this room. But yeah, I really, one of the main reasons I think that I wanted my own space, or assumed that I'd want my own space, is that I work online. So I was like, oh, I'll need to like have my meetings in my room, which I have been here, or like I'll need to record a podcast, which is kind of why the podcast went on hiatus for a little bit, is because I was staying at like hostels and like places that were hard to film. But honestly, it worked out. Like, I would prioritize finding hostels where the reviews said it had good Wi-Fi. I would, you know, check to see the photos to make sure there's like tables and like places to work, or even if there wasn't, I would like also research the town and like places around where I was staying, where my hostel was, to make sure that there was like good co-working places and good like cafes with Wi-Fi and that kind of stuff. And the safety thing, it's honestly felt pretty safe. Like, there hasn't been a moment where I didn't feel safe in the hostels, you know? Like, they felt very safe. It was just like-minded people on a budget traveling around. So I met a lot of really, really, really awesome people. And generally, I would also look for hostels that had lockers in the rooms. So I have a little lock with me that I brought, like a heavy-duty lock and key. And I would put my bag in there and I would lock up my valuables during the day. And I just felt really safe, really secure. And yeah, it was really good. It gave me amazing peace of mind. Something that I've also kind of been doing to like give myself that own personal space is, whenever possible, I've been opting for bottom bunk. So some hostels, I'm like a hostel expert now, but sometimes you go and they'll just be like, here are the open beds, like pick whichever one you want, and you can determine if you want like a top or a bottom, that kind of stuff. Some hostels will just like assign you a bed, and that's fine. So like, you got to be flexible. But wherever possible, if I can, I try to opt for a bottom bunk. Because that way you can take your towel, your sarongs, your fabric, whatever you have. I've been traveling with 2 sarongs and 1 towel, just because like sarongs are great for beach life. Like, it's like a beach cover up, put on sand, sit on it, you know, shade yourself from the sun, that kind of stuff. Folds up really small. Yeah, I've been taking those and like making a blanket fort. So I'll like hang up a piece of cloth, like a sarong or a towel, on every side, because it's usually like three sides open and then one side has a wall, and you just make a blanket for it, and it's just like really nourishing for my inner child to get to sleep in a blanket for it. So that's been amazing. Also, yeah, I've been kind of looking, as I research hostels, I kind of avoid like the bigger party hostels, because there's some chain of hostels that are just like, come here to get fucked up. And I'm like, you know what? Not about that life. I like to go to bed by like 10. So yeah, it's been really important to figure out like what my non-negotiables are, but also be open that those non-negotiables could change. But I made a list of my non-negotiables, and now I want to share them with you. So first one, blanket fort, wherever possible, like I talked about. Amazing. Second is I always have my backup charger with me, because my phone is so essential. Like, I know I'm addicted to my phone and like scrolling, but I'm also like, I need it for peace of mind. It's a solo female traveler. It feels so much better to know that I have my phone. I can call people. I can text people if I need to. I can Google Maps where I am is the most essential. Like, always having phones and my phone battery. So that's been really good. Also, I have my Nalgene water bottle, and it has been so great to not contribute to like plastic bottles throughout my travels. Like, a lot of the hostels I've stayed at have had filtered water, which has been so great. And I just always carry my water bottle around. Also, life hack, makes a really good weapon if you're just carrying around like a 1 liter bottle of water full. Like, start swinging that shit if people come at you, you know? Life hack. Those are kind of like my three main non-negotiables. So that's been really good. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it for my digital nomad travel hacks lessons learned in Mexico. It's just like, remember that I'm a fucking badass and I can do this, and just, I'm empowered at all times. So yeah, I hope you liked this solo episode. It feels good to be back on the pod. I've got some super special, amazing guest episodes coming up over the next couple weeks. We're just going to do guest after guest after guest, because they're so juicy and amazing and potent that the world needs to hear them. So keep an eye out for that. Super excited. My permission slip this week, something I've been thinking a lot about, because I have been stagnant and stayed in Puerto Escondido here for so long, is that I'm feeling very nervous to go to Puerto Vallarta next week, because my sister's coming to visit. So we're going to meet in Puerto Vallarta. But on Saturday this week, I'm flying from Puerto Escondido to Puerto Vallarta. And it's just kind of like jumping back into budget traveling, moving around a lot, that I'm nervous for. Like, I feel like my comfort zone has really changed over the past 3 weeks of like, I was so confident in traveling, and then like was not so confident in traveling, and now I've been in Puerto Escondido for so long that I feel just like comfortable and like familiar, you know. It's like the same people that live in co-living space, which has have become like really good friends of mine, and just like the same places. I do the same thing every day. I've kind of come back into that routine of it, and I'm just, yeah, I'm kind of nervous to like shake it up a little. I'm nervous to like go to Puerto Vallarta and like get back into traveling, even though like I've been there already, you know, like I was there at the beginning of my trip, so like I know what to expect. But just the idea of like getting back into it is nerve-wracking. So my permission slip is to just feel into that comfort, and to know that I'm like, permission to remember that I'm a badass, permission to expand my comfort zone by traveling again. So yeah, I hope these tips helped. I hope you like this episode. It's a little different from my usual content, but it's my podcast and I'll do what I want. So thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check out my Instagram, or the podcast Instagram, at wildly.balanced on Instagram. I have it linked in the show notes. And yeah, I hope you liked it. If you are thinking of becoming a digital nomad, traveling with your business, all that kind of good stuff, I want to hear about it. So shoot me a message at wildly.balanced. Tell me about your hopes and dreams, about your desires. And yeah, let's talk about it. I love meeting other people, meeting other travelers, and just talking about where in the world you want to go. So shoot me a message and do that. Also, if you've been wanting to get into business, I am working on a course, which is super exciting, and it is called Becoming a Virtual Assistant, Foundational Course to Create a Life of Freedom. So it is a foundational course of everything you need to know about becoming a virtual assistant. And I'm really, really, really freaking excited about it because I feel like this has been such a long time coming, but this could be a whole other episode, but I felt very detached from the word virtual assistant for so long because I felt that a virtual assistant was less than. I felt that I'm not, like, I'm better than a virtual assistant because I'm, you know, bound for greater things in life. And it took a long time to realize that that is fucking bullshit. Virtual assistants are the way of the future. We run the fucking world. And yeah, like, virtual assistants are not less than coaches, and coaches are not better than virtual assistants. And I just want to say that. Maybe my unpopular opinion, but it's not an unpopular opinion. It's just straight fucking facts. So nobody is better than anyone else. So yeah, my reclaim to taking my power back as a virtual assistant is to finally create the course that I've been wanting to create for years, which is how to become a virtual assistant. So if this tickles your fancy, if you want to get in on it, I am looking for beta testers to help me with this course. So it is like a pre-recorded course that has a mix of videos and PDFs and like trainings. And it's really, not to toot my own horn, but it's really fucking awesome and it will change your life. So if you want to get in on this, I'm looking for beta testers. I'll put the link in the show notes to check it out. Beta testers get a huge discount on what the course will originally be priced at. And with that, it's in like a huge discount in exchange for feedback, as a beta tester would. So if you want to check it out, we go live with it. You will get full access to the entire course on May 1st. So if you're ready to change your life by the summer, fucking click the link in the bio, click the link in the description, hit me up, send me a message. Let's talk. Anyways, love you so much. Bye.